Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott, and I'm delighted, as always, to return to Kingdon L. Brown. Kingdon L. Brown wrote a book for Parker Publishing, and check out my playlist on the channel for Parker Publishing. One of my very favorite things is to go to an old used bookstore and to find one of those old Parker Publishing books that were written in a certain style that was very unique for the time that it was written, sort of late 60s, 70s through the 80s. And the way that it was written, they would sort of create a name or a word, and then they would use very powerful teachings in it. Oftentimes there's techniques, but it's also entertaining and vibrant and joyful to read. And this one is a book that is hard to find called Cosmosis, the Technique and Its Use in Daily Living. Brown also wrote the book, The Power of Psychic Awareness. Cosmosis is this magical thing that you can use. This is very related to reality transurfing, the way that reality transurfing is written, where new words are introduced. Sometimes this is fun and a different way to learn material like this on reality creation. Brown begins by saying, every life is controlled by the hidden energy of the universe. For centuries, mankind has been studying this energy in order to unlock its psychic secrets, the secrets that lead to a life of real happiness. Today, many people are using this higher power for their own benefit. They have unlocked the secrets of eternal creative force, Cosmosis. These people, many of them, just like yourself, are happy, prosperous, and healthy because they have let Cosmosis work for them. Cosmosis-directed people stand out in any crowd. They are the leaders, the people with personal magnetism and abundant good luck. With this book, you have at your command the first real guide to the ancient art of cosmosis. You will learn how this tremendous power can go to work for you with just a few minutes of daily conditioning. You can set this universal energy into motion, and it will dynamically bring your desires into complete and total manifestation without further effort on your part. Think of it. Nothing can stop your progress to the top. You can banish unproductive circumstances and unprofitable situations forever. You can literally become the luckiest person you know. Fate will become the secret weapon for good. Cosmosis will even show you the easy way to alter your future actions so you can take advantage of events even before they take place. That's how secure you will be with this universal force working for you. The riches of this life are waiting for you, too. Power, wealth, and real dominance can only be manifested through the eternal creative power of Cosmosis. With it, you will conquer all of that which previously appeared invincible to you. You will have what you need. You will be what you want to be. And you will do what you want to do. First, you will feel the uplifting presence of Cosmosis. Then you will see and experience the fantastic results of its renewing, regenerating, and multiplying work in your life. Great thinkers throughout history have known of Cosmosis, but never has it been explained in the easy step-by-step way that you will find in this book. Here, for the very first time, the secrets of Cosmosis are presented in a way that you can use. The book gives you the keys, techniques, and easy methods which others have employed to absorb psychic powers for happy and dynamic living. You will witness how others have mastered all circumstances with Cosmosis. You will advance to the point where you can also focus and direct psychic powers instantly. This book will show you how to be a dynamic person. It is all done with the transforming energy of the universe, Cosmosis. How to activate Cosmosis for your new life. In the name of God, stop it, she screamed into the telephone. With that, Margaret slammed down the receiver, took a tranquilizer, and dialed my number. The story was fantastic. Margaret's health had failed and she lost her job. She was alone, desperate, and without financial security. She was being hounded by creditors. They wanted their money, and she just did not have any. What can I do to change my luck? She asked me. A dynamic technique for activating cosmosis was born to meet Margaret's request. She needed psychic powers to create a new happy life. Margaret learned how to tap into the tremendous power of the universe and let it work for her. Cosmosis can activate a new life for you in the same wonderful way that it transformed Margaret's life, very much for the better. Margaret, do you know what happens at birth? I asked her. I know that my life started with my first breath, when the delivering doctor spanked me. It's the same for all humans. You've just discovered the secret of cosmosis. She sounded a little bewildered, and I didn't blame her. But she had stumbled on the source of universal power, the energy force field of the universe. You see, Margaret, the source of all life and energy, is the cosmic or solar rays. These rays enter our atmosphere as ionized or condensed particles. These energy particles are both positive and negative. When we breathe, these particles enter our lungs and are used with oxygen to burn the energy which keeps our bodies and life going. When you were born, you started your cosmic journey because you took your first breath of these life-giving particles. We call this eternal life energy, which is in all things prana. I tried to simplify my explanation because I wanted to teach Margaret how to absorb more prana and then focus it for the realization of her desire to be happy. Cosmosis is the art of awakening the superconscious mind with solar energies. It is derived from Raja Yoga, the ancient art of making alignment with the supreme consciousness or ultimate reality. Once alignment is made, psychic powers guide the student into a life of personal control over all conditions. I tried not to make it sound too fantastic, yet I knew of case after case where a tremendous streak of good luck was directly caused by cosmosis. I hoped it would work for Margaret. All people, things, and experiences give off vibration or psychic aura, which results from absorbing prana and using it. Changing the vibration changes our luck. Vibrations are changed by using rhythm. Cosmosis begins then with our natural rhythm, the rhythm of breathing. We master the universe by mastering our breath and the prana we are taking in. When we master breath, we can change our vibrations, and thus we attract and focus cosmosis. This is a simple breathing exercise which we taught Margaret. The magic cosmosis formula you can use instantly. Begin by deciding on the change you want in your life. Do you want to eliminate a negative condition? Would you like to attract something beautiful or manifest a secret desire? Be sure you know specifically what adjustments you would like to make. Set aside about 15 minutes for this exercise. 1. Regular breathing. Sit erect, but comfortably in a chair. Close your eyes slowly and easily. Allow no distractions. Breathe at your regular rate. Bring the air into your lungs. Hold it for a few seconds. Discharge it automatically. 2. Holding the breath and focusing the energy. As you hold your breath, feel the ionized particles fill your lungs. Feel the energy flowing through your heart and in your bloodstream. Then see in your mind's eye the focusing or collecting of this power at the base of your spine. As the life force is presented to the base of the spine, you will notice that it will begin to ascend or move upward along the spine. This is called the ascent of the Kundalini. You may feel hot. You may hear psychic sounds, rhythmic sounds, or you may see everything around you as a single color. You may feel lightheaded or trance-like. Do not be alarmed. You are awakening the psychic centers, the physical counterparts of the higher mental and psychic powers which you are using, perhaps for the first time. 3. Riding the mental crest of the cosmic power. Once you have focused the energy and feel the above sensation, you are ready to ride the crest of cosmosis with your desire, the change you need in your life. Do not overstimulate yourself with this exercise. Use it for short periods at first, increasing your time as you go along. Relax. Do not force your breathing. Let your breathing return to normal without the holding period. As you sit steeped in the wonderful glow of the cosmosis power, let your mind very casually, easily picture the thing you want to bring into being. Don't force it. Just ride the crest lightly, comfortably. Continue with this picturization as long as you feel the surge of cosmosis within you. Continued practice will raise the kundalini to your head. The strength of the cosmosis power will be greater and greater. Do not be disturbed. If you sense a gentle, uplifting energy at first, you are better off when you start slowly and build carefully. How Margaret changed her life with this magic formula. Margaret used this simple breathing exercise daily for about 3 weeks. She visualized a good job, better health, and personal harmony. Within 6 weeks, she had all three. Today, she is one of the best psychic students in our city with tremendous gift of clairvoyance and a healing power. She is vital, warm, and quite attractive. The change was dramatic and permanent. What happens when you attract and focus cosmosis? This simple cosmosis formula can be used to gain lasting control over every aspect of your life. With this exercise, you can create the following wonderful conditions for yourself. 1. Greater happiness and harmony. Mr. SM used this simple technique to overcome excessive depression and anxiety. After several weeks, he felt the indwelling presence of the cosmosis, and he let himself be guided by it. 2. Self-healing, youthful vigor, and vitality. Miss Wilson, a junior high school history teacher, was able to become a star tennis player after using this technique for only a few minutes each day before she went out onto the tennis court to play a game. 3. Increased personal wealth. Sam, a real estate broker, was able to increase his net value to several $100,000 by using this technique each day for over a year. He pictured doing the right things, saying the right things, and being at the right places to make the profitable gains he wanted and needed in life. 4. Greater love and appreciation of life's blessings. Nothing can match the reward of knowing that all is working for the outcome of total good in your life. Mrs. Smith used this technique to regain true affection from her husband, who had been indifferent to her for several years. Today they are a happy, loving couple. They enjoy each minute of every day, and they can see the results of cosmosis in their marriage. They vacation together, a plan for their future, and see every opportunity that is presented to them as a step toward greater growth and development. 5. Better control of people and circumstances. Have you ever had the feeling that nothing was going right? Things were really getting you down, affecting your outlook, and never giving you an even break. John R. was a man in his early 20s who had that feeling while he was going through dental school. After practice with the Kundalini, he found that he knew where he was going, what he was destined to do, and people just did not bother him so much. He could sail through each day with an optimistic smile and a friendly manner. He was able to manifest his dream, which was to be a successful oral surgeon. He took a beautiful wife too, and today they live in a beautiful home with their twin boys and a girl. Activating cosmosis for greater psychic power. Psyche is the Greek word for soul. Psychic insight is the spiritual ability to see or know about the hidden forces of fate, to direct them, and to work with them. Cosmosis is the energy wavelength on which psychic power operates. Clairvoyance, clairaudience, healing, telepathy, mediumship, astral projection, and other extrasensory demonstrations are caused by the transferring or changing of cosmosis from one vibration or form to another. All matter is in vibration, and so are all thoughts. Everything that ever happens is eternally recorded on the Akashic Book of Life. Jesus was able to change water into wine by rearranging the vibrations through his understandings of the ongoing cosmosis. The ancient Egyptian alchemists created metals, fluxes, and alloys in the same way by transmuting the basic structure of metals. The mysteries of chemistry, of atomic power itself, are simply the universal knowledge of cosmosis as it applies to matter. Once you dwell in the presence of cosmosis, you will be able to direct and focus its power for the realization of your hopes, dreams, or desires. A mental link through concentration must be established with the thing to be influenced. And once you have successfully activated cosmosis and let it direct you to some extent, you will find that the psychic abilities of clairvoyance, healing, telepathy, mediumship, astral projection, and wisdom, once beyond your conscious awareness, will be born within you. A specific desire may be your starting point, but your destination in psychic development is the infinite. You may be surprised, amazed, or delighted with the continuous unfolding of your abilities. How cosmosis helps control your outward experience. Your internal self contains a blueprint of your future. You contain a portion of cosmosis understanding, which creates the experiences you will have in the future. Internal understanding, self-knowledge, occurs when you know two things about yourself. Two master keys, as old as creation, can tell you what your internal self is doing, what it can do, and what it will do for you as your life progresses. These two master keys are summed up by the law of karma, which states, everything you do, say, or think affects that which will happen to you as your life progresses, and everything you do in this existence will affect your future lives. What are the master keys? These two questions, honestly answered, will help you direct and focus the cosmosis power to absorb the psychic energy you need to lead an adjusted, balanced, fulfilling life. Here are the questions. First, what is there about yourself that can be changed? Second, what is there about yourself that cannot be changed? Cosmosis will help you make the changes that will make life flow smoothly, effortlessly, and meaningfully. It will also help you live easily with the things that cannot be changed. Cosmosis operates in your life through the various levels of your internal mind. From there, the electrical energy charges of your own thought form influences the people and circumstances around you. The levels of mind through which cosmosis operates. Here is how cosmosis operates to help you absorb psychic power. 1. At the highest level of awareness, cosmosis influences the cosmic mind or divine mind within you. This is the spark of eternity or divinity called the soul. It is part of God or a portion of infinite intelligence. It is the causative force in all life. 2. Cosmosis then energizes your superconscious mind. This is the seat of your extrasensory sending and receiving station. This is the place where your subconscious mind is connected with all events past and future. This is the portion of your being which moves about without respect to your present position in time or space. 3. Subconscious mind is your memory, the originator of dreams, fantasy, and creative imagination. Cosmosis blends into your thought at this point, but cosmosis can energize your subconscious mind either positively or negatively, depending on the inclination of your conscious thought. That is why it is necessary to do your cosmosis practice exercises only when you are in an upbeat, positive frame of mind. 4. Your conscious mind is the receiving point of your reasoning process. Here, your 5 physical senses report what is happening in the physical world. Here you take in data, language, and ordinary perceptions, and it is here that you reach conclusions. This is the last mental place that cosmosis influences. The information in this book will help you prepare yourself for the transforming energy of cosmosis, even in conscious thought, in your actions, decisions, and conclusions. How a working technique of meditation clears all levels of mind for cosmosis. The cosmosis formula, or breathing exercises, brings the universal force of cosmosis into your physical body. Next, you'll want to let it supercharge your entire mind as it rises along the spine to your head. Every thought that enters your mind and every emotional response can be governed by cosmosis. Here is how it is done. 1. Feel the kundalini moving up your spine slowly as you focus the energy during the breathing exercise. 2. As the Kundalini ascends the spine, relax, keep your mind passive, receptive to new inner sounds, feelings, sensations. You may even get visual sensations or impressions. 3. Return to normal breathing, but stay relaxed, quiet, undisturbed by any outside vibration. Let your thoughts coast, wander, be alert to promptings from the higher self within. Don't expect anything to happen, but be ready when you begin to feel the cosmosis energy reach your head, revitalizing all thoughts. 4. Continue this quiet time to bring all thoughts and emotions under the direction of peaceful cosmosis. 5. Conclude by submitting to your higher self any questions you have about your life, decisions you're about to make, or future developments. State each question aloud and give thanks in advance for the answers you will get during your next session. How a security salesman made a financial killing with cosmosis. Mr. Blake was a security salesman with a well-known brokerage firm. He dabbled occasionally in growth stocks, hoping to buy low and sell high within a short time. He came to me for a reading, and I suggested that we try the cosmosis formula for mental power. Actually, his mind was so filled with ideas, possible purchases, that he was almost always jammed up mentally. Blake used the formula, and after only 3 sessions, he got an impression that he should purchase a little-known oil stock. He did so at a very low price. 2 weeks later, that very same company struck a well that made their operation more profitable. He sold the stock and made a handsome profit. But it didn't end here. Today, he's one of the most successful men in his field, and his personal fortune is an exceptionally large one. How Joan saved her romance with cosmosis. Joan was a college student, bright and beautiful. She was entirely in love with a boy who was confused and immature because of his dependence on drugs. They had discussed his problems and how it caused friction, misunderstanding, and resentment in their relationship. They needed help from a power outside themselves. Their late-night discussions didn't help. Intellectually, they knew that the problem was growing. But they were up against a wall when it came to finding a solution. Joan wanted her lover to stop taking drugs. He couldn't see the danger. First, Joan herself started using cosmosis to clear her own thinking. She wanted new ways of dealing with the boy she loved, because she knew they could be very happy together. She found that she was looking at things differently. In fact, a dramatic change started to come over her. She was not resentful. She neutralized discussions that would have become arguments. She was actually more patient and really loving. Naturally, she told her boyfriend about her cosmosis formula and the benefits she was receiving mentally and emotionally. She had more control over herself and her reactions. He became interested enough to try it himself. That's when things really started to happen. He became a regular cosmosis practitioner. Slowly, he stopped using drugs as he found the inner peace and truth of his own individuality and divinity. They were both thankful. He returned to normal health as the natural balance took over in his mind and body. Life is energy in motion. Cosmosis is the energy of the universe, which is in you now. All it takes to focus and use this transforming power is the recognition that it is there and knowing the means for activating it. The magic cosmosis formula presented in this episode can help you lead a better life. Psychic powers are there for the asking. Now, each chapter in this book focuses on one of the many different individual psychic powers. But just to summarize, he basically is saying that cosmic rays or solar energy enters our lungs as prana within our bodies. And then this Kundalini power rises along the spine and awakens psychic centers and is awakened with the magic formula he calls the cosmosis formula of breathing regularly, holding the breath while the energy is visualized at the base of the spine and exhaling naturally. But there's some other really interesting techniques and discussions in the book that I really enjoyed. Each of them comes with examples that you can use, but I wanted to give you at least some of the techniques themselves so that you could at least try them and check out the book so you can get further understanding of how this has helped other people. For instance, there's the technique for attunement with the Akashic Records. Here is the method for making lasting attunement with the Akashic Records and for realizing in the very depths of your being what cosmic lessons and karmic conditions you have to live with in this life. First, take a few deep breaths as you are seated in your meditation chair. Hold each breath for a few seconds. Exhale slowly and deeply. As you breathe, comfortable in this relaxed and deep way, repel any conscious thoughts of yourself or negative thoughts about your life. Simply let your mind think about your breathing. Send all conscious material away from you. See it going into the ocean, deep into a forest or other neutral place. Second, increase your relaxation, your mental inactivity. Third, once you have adapted yourself to complete neutrality, complete receptivity, ask this question aloud. Please show me the Akashic records for myself. Let me know what I have to overcome and what progress I can make in this life to develop a positive karmic reaction in my future unfoldment. Once you have presented this petition, your superconscious mind will present various images or impressions which will give you the meanings which you are seeking. Keep a small notebook in which you can record the impressions which you get. At first, the signals may be weak or slightly distorted, and some of the direction you may get may be symbolic, but stay with it, and you will be given the fragments you need to build a more positive life. Then there is how to read your future clairvoyantly. Cosmosis can help you read your future clairvoyantly. Cosmosis energy gives you the necessary entrance point into the time-space line. Time and space are continuous. Often events cast their shadows in the present because future events in your life are forming in the present. Cosmic rays are entering our atmosphere all the time. As these rays energize your thoughts, the superconscious mind is released to move backward and forward along the time-space line. Cosmosis breaks the bounds of time and space, opens your clairvoyant vision, and presents you with the future event. Here's the basic technique. Cosmosis opens your third eye as the Kundalini power rises up the spine and radiates to a spot in the center of your forehead. 1. Regular breathing. As you sit quietly in meditation, breathe at your regular rate, easily, comfortably. Be aware of your breathing and the pulsating of blood throughout your body. Notice the indwelling of the cosmic energy as you breathe in. 2. Hold your breath and focus the energy. After you have taken air in, hold your breath a few seconds before you discharge the air. As you are holding your breath, see the building of the cosmosis at the base of the spine. 3. Directing cosmosis into the third eye. Focus and direct the energy up the spine into a spot between your eyes, near the center of your forehead. You will feel the opening of the third eye of clairvoyance. Keep your physical eyes lightly closed. Watch for impressions, mental images, and feelings. Your clairvoyant ability will register as a feeling about something coming forward to you in time. You will get symbolic impressions, and eventually you will see very specific events taking place. Let your conscious activities be guided by these impressions. You may find that your logical reasoning conscious mind will try to argue you out of faith in these impressions. Don't let it. The mental feelings, hunches, and clairvoyant insight that you will get will be more profitable, healthier, and truer than any amount of conscious, logical activity. Seeing major news events before they happen. If you are using cosmosis technique regularly, you will tune into world events because they actually take place. Such famous psychic personalities as Jean Dixon, Arthur Ford, Harold Sherman, Peter Hurkos, and others have frequently received visions of events of great historical significance before they've taken place. Even the wonderful British medium Eileen Garrett sees things before they occur. You can develop this same ability. Here is a simple way to move easily out of the time-space axis of the now moment and place yourself ahead of time to sense physically that which is going to happen. Take a current newspaper or news magazine, quickly flip through the pages until your eye naturally falls on a story which interests you. Go into a silent meditation, free from distractions, and relax. Let your mind casually think about the news story. Use the following affirmation to capture and direct the cosmosis wavelength to work for you. Cosmosis energy, show me the meaning of this news event. You will receive the cosmic interpretation of the event, and you may also be shown additional events related to this one. You're like most people who have invoked cosmosis. You'll be able to perceive other happenings yet to come, which are related in a deep psychic way with the original news story. Creating future events by cosmosis visualization. Now you are ready for the most fascinating demonstration of psychic power. You're ready to use cosmosis to create future events. The power behind psychic visualization is cosmosis. Manifesting an event is easy when you know this technique. Bear in mind that all events are continuous. One thing leads to another. One event causes a result which acts and reacts to create other events. Nothing that happens on this plane of awareness, the earth plane, happens independently. Everything is related to other causal factors. Now you have the secret of using cosmosis to bring about an event in the future for your benefit. A psychic link or opening is needed to induce the desired event. When the psychic opening is made, you dynamically employ cosmosis power to manifest the result. In occult and mystical traditions, the technique of psychic visualization is called the link target result method. You'll need a link or psychic opening to the event you're going to manifest. Cosmosis needs this contact point with the person or persons or situation which you want to activate. In other words, cosmosis needs a method of transmitting itself, a channel through which it can travel. A photograph of the person, an object closely associated with the place to be influenced, or anything which you have designated as symbolic stand-in for the event will work. Here are some examples of the stand-in. Money is an obvious stand-in for wealth. A healthy growing plant is an excellent stand-in symbol for better health. Soil can be made to represent property. A photograph of a person can be a stand-in for that person. The link to the event secretly opens the door for cosmosis to change the causative factors in your favor. It is all done by indirection. How to decide on the proper link or psychic opening. After meditating briefly, select your link according to your own intuition. What seems right? Go by your feelings rather than by logic or conscious decision. Once you've selected your link to the event or target, you are ready to invoke cosmosis. Set aside a quiet time in a place where you will not be interrupted until you have finished the invocation ritual, which is based on the ancient wisdom teachings of the Egyptians. Night is best, but you can perform this rite during the day. No one but you or your fellow practitioners should be present. Don't allow curiosity seekers to observe your ritual. The ritual for creating future events with cosmosis. Place a clean cloth on a small table. Silently light a single candle, which stands for the one power in the universe. Recite the following incantation. One force, one power, one universal energy. We call upon the Eternal One to enter these proceedings. Visualize the cosmic forces entering the room. Breathe deeply and rhythmically as the forces gather. You do not need to hold your breath or focus the energy. You're not making the cosmosis into your body. You want it to move into your actions and into the link. Then recite the following out loud. We are representing this object. Hold the object up as the channel through which the one power can flow to activate. And then name the event or situation that you want to have manifested. Repeat this action 3 times. Extend your thanks. We give thanks for all that is given to us. Extinguish the candle and place the object in a safe place where no one will see it, touch it, or disturb it in any way. This object must be kept safe until the event has taken place. Then it can be deactivated with the same ritual. Repeat this ritual each day until the event or situation has materialized. The ancient ritual has been used to multiply financial and business success, bring harmonious personal relationships into being, draw a loved one back after a violent argument, repel a dangerous enemy, gain a promotion, control a family member who is causing trouble, or create tremendous popularity with friends. How to deactivate your psychic link. After the event has taken place, light your candle and place the object on a clean cloth. Begin by giving thanks 3 times. We give thanks for all that was given to us. Deactivate your object by holding it up and saying, one force, one power, one universal energy. We call upon the Eternal One to withdraw the power from this object. This is no longer the link to, and then name the event. How to make telepathic attunement with thought forms. All things in the universe are in vibration. Matter is made up of tiny moving particles. The speed with which these particles are moving is the frequency of their vibration. Thoughts do not die. They live on in the frequency of their thought forms. Cosmosis enlivens the extrasensory capacities of the superconscious mind. Your superconscious makes contact with the thought forms of other people. Following is the technique for reading thought forms of others. 1. Meditational repose. Place yourself in a quiet, relaxed position in an upright chair. Be free from distractions or interruptions. 2. Mentally attune. After you put aside conscious thought about the day's activities, slowly bring to mind the person or situation with which you want to attune. 3. Receive the impressions. Keep a writing tablet beside you, and as you get impressions from the person or situation, mark them down for reference later. 4. Make additional attunements. Sit again at a later time to get additional impressions and to verify the first sitting. 5. Coordinate the information you get. Once you have collected sufficient data on your writing tablet, you're ready for conscious, logical interpretation of the impressions, many of which may be symbolic. Think of the data as a puzzle which you're putting together for the very first time. The meaning of thought forms you have gathered will become apparent to you quickly. Disregard any tendency to second-guess yourself, and do not take into consideration any thought forms which are vague and indefinite. Indefinite forms are still in a state of formation. Future sittings will bring these matters into clearer perspective. How to multiply your power of psychic attraction. Your overall power to attract favorable opportunities and place yourself where you can take advantage of them can be increased by cosmosis. Here's how you can broadcast a thought form and influence other people. 1. Establish who you want to influence and exactly how you expect that influence to affect the person. Make sure there will not be adverse results from this effort, as side effects can often backfire and reverse the condition you are hoping to establish. 2. Put your mind in meditational repose. Be relaxed and free from distracting ideas. 3. Call to mind the person you want to influence and the action you expect that person to take. Breathe evenly and deeply. As you feel the cosmic energy entering your lungs, repeat the thought in your mind. See the thought form going out to the person or persons you are influencing. 4. See favorable circumstances around you. Picture many kinds of opportunities. Let your imagination run unrestricted. Don't stop with the little things. Think big. Visualize obtaining what you want. See yourself doing, being, or having the ideal life in every way. Open every channel of opportunity in visualizing the objects of your desires. 5. Rest. Put your thoughts into neutral. Release all concentration. Stop visualizing. 6. Affirm that you will be attracted to the right circumstances at the right time to take advantage of every opportunity. Use an affirmation similar to the following one. I am attracting only good, beneficial circumstances to me. Every aspect of my life is open to opportunity. The power of psychic attraction is multiplying within me and around me. Making contact with the etheric double for right decisions. Creation is in your etheric self. It is simply moving at a higher rate of vibration. New paths to a life brimming with vitality and satisfaction are born in the higher realms, in the higher frequencies. Our own atomic structure was born by this higher intelligence. We call this intelligence Mother Nature or God, yet we all contain a portion of this creative power which manifests in the etheric. The etheric self projects a magnetic force field and is sometimes seen by psychic people as an aura of color around a person's head. Often it is seen around the entire body. Once you know that a decision is called for, follow these steps. 1. Assemble all the information you can. Before leaping into a decision that you might have to live with for a long time, stop. Stop and gather all the data. Find out all you can, every detail. Get more information about the situation than you think you'll need. This is an action of conscious mind. You'll find yourself trying logically to reach a conclusion too. Don't. Just find out all you can. Check and double check to make certain you've investigated all the angles. Make a game out of it. Pretend you're a private detective looking for a hidden clue. You'll be surprised to find how one single fact can make a difference in your future happiness. 2. Decide on an ultimate goal. Once you've gathered the facts, set them aside for the time being and decide on your ultimate goal. What do you want your decision to do for you? Where do you want to be after some time has elapsed? What do you expect to happen? You can be as imaginative in your thinking as you like. Think high, wide, and handsome. Don't think small. Don't think about the present. Set your sights on the future. 3, once you've set your ultimate goal, break it down into smaller goals. This is the key decision making on the conscious level. What are the small goals, the little steps which lead to the ultimate goal? What are the reasonable things you can do over an extended period of time which would lead to an ultimate goal? What are the ingredients of the ultimate goal? Now you are ready to use your etheric double to help you make a decision acted upon in the present which will speed you toward the ultimate goal. Or write the decision on a clean paper. Prepare the decision in the form of a question, for example, should I buy this house? Should I change jobs? Will I be happy in this marriage? Is this investment wise? Should I move to another city? Is the person I am dating right for me? Should I get a divorce? What should I do now? 5, sit in silence and read the question to yourself for several minutes. 6, visualize the etheric double hearing the question. See an exact duplicate of your physical self. See this spiritual body around you or standing in front of you. Direct the question to this higher self and wait for the inner prompting that tells you the answer. 7. Act on the prompting which you get. When you get the answer from your etheric double, act right away. Before your conscious mind has a chance to argue you out of the decision, don't hesitate. Don't let logic interrupt you. Each time you have a decision to make, use this technique. Take action as soon as possible. Recognize the need for a decision early, before a crisis develops, so you're in command of the way conditions evolve. Try not to place yourself in a position of responding to first one crisis and then another. Act before the emergency develops. Cosmosis will put you in the right place. Your etheric double will give you the right course of action. Decide to act, then act. What should you say? How should you act to take advantage of the opportunity? Thinking about what you're going to say is not enough because you often have a conversational situation develop spontaneously and you are likely to be caught without a script. If you're going to talk to your boss about a raise in your plan, you part too much in advance, you might find yourself caught short suddenly when he says something you had not counted on. If you plan to raise the issue of marriage with your loved one and something unexpected happens, you could be thrown off the track. The etheric double can act as a soothing, calming, directive agent when you are in tight spots, when what you say affects your future as much as what you do. While you're sitting in visualization of the etheric double, repeat the thought that you will be led by its direction when you are in a critical meeting. You do not need to force the thought, just quietly affirm and firmly assert that you will be led by the double, not by your own fears, worries, or frustrations or conscious conclusions. When pressure is on, visualize the etheric double, wait a second or two, and then say what you are led to say by it. Don't add to what you are being directed to say. Don't subtract from it. Tell it like it is, the way your higher self sees it. Call a spade if you're directed to. Gloss over a personal insult if you are prompted to do so. When it gets down to the brass tacks of any tight spot, you can triumph. This is just a brief introduction to this book. There's many more chapters. Really, I went over some techniques from the first 3 chapters of this book. There's a whole bunch more. Kingdom Brown seems to have some good way of writing about psychic awareness. A lot of the stuff we're talking about in this, we've talked about in every episode of the podcast. And I use this simple idea in all my meditations. It's all about energy and using your body as a sort of vessel of energy. So you activate these energy points in your body and you start to broadcast certain frequency out, which attracts a certain frequency into your life, and you end up shifting the reality around you. And here's just a good place to start. Even though these come from this old obscure Parker Publishing style of writing, it's still very powerful and it still can help you to alter your reality. Focus on your breathing, focus on the energy, awaken the Kundalini, awaken the chakras, access the Akashic, and affirm what it is you want. Get into a communication with your higher self and listen to your higher self. Follow its guidance. In any case, you can find all episodes of The Reality Revolution at therealityrevolution.com. And welcome. to the Reality Revolution.